Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 1. I don't know if all 12 verses are in our bulletin, but I'm going to read them. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions." And "You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the God. The congregation, please rise. The good news according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Today is a wonderful day of great celebration. The season that we've been going through, this Advent season of waiting and looking forward to Christ's coming. Well, it's finally over and Christ is here. Of course, we live in the day where we know Christ is with us always. But as far as our church season goes, we've got the Christ candle lit. The little baby Jesus is over in the manger underneath the Christmas tree. Little tiny one over there. Our Christmas season is here. And we get to celebrate for at least 12 days afterwards. I won't judge you however long your Christmas lights stay up. But what's great is we continue celebrating this Christmas season longer than we know our general public will. The lights will come down and we'll start getting ready for New Year's and the world will often just move on. But in the church, we celebrate the birth of Christ long after. We, of course, celebrate every day that Christ was born for us. But we like to hang on to this special Christmas season just a while longer to continue celebrating the good news that we have. God has shown his love for us in this way, that he sent his only begotten Son. What a wonderful truth for us to know. And I also love how the Bible phrases Christ's coming. You see, last night, during our Christmas Eve service, we had the more physical, literal account. He was born in a stable, and he was placed there with swaddling cloths. And we talked about the angels and the shepherds. But then I also love that we get the Gospel of John, which presents it in just a very different light. Emphasis on the word light there. When you listen to the other Gospel account that he is born in a stable, you see very much the image of the Christ child there. Wrapped up, hay around him, animals, as we were just singing, lowing nearby. But in the Gospel of John, we get a more vivid image of the fact that this infant is God himself. In verse 5 of John chapter 1, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This light that shines in the darkness is Jesus Christ. He shines in the darkness of our own lives, in the darkness of our own sins, in the darkness of a world that is fallen since sin entered it. A world that continues to experience all the pains that God said would be there because of sin. In all of that darkness, were we to be without God's light, we would have nothing but despair. To say Merry Christmas loudly and excitedly would look very weird. But for us who know why we can say it with great joy, even when there is continuing suffering and death, wars, calamities, even amongst all of that, when we say Merry Christmas, it's not just as an obscure greeting to someone that you see in the grocery store. We really mean that we can be merry because Christ was born for us. This is why we celebrate. And this is why, even when our lives are often filled with pain and struggle throughout the week, when we come to church on Sunday, we come and we hear the good news that God loves you, that he sent Jesus to die for your sins, that you might be called his child. Even with all of the pain that comes throughout the year, at different times and different seasons, when the pyramids have been green for what seems like 72 weeks, we still have a Merry Christmas. We still have a merry life as God's children, because his light from heaven has come down to us. And so, as someone who used to do many more children's messages than sermons back in the day, I like to use objects to help illustrate this a little. And I have a gift that I received. Let me go off that microphone into this one. I have a gift that I received from my father-in-law, who's a potter. It's a little clay lantern lamp, very similar to the one you see in the picture in your bulletin and on the screen. And I love that image there. Christina does a great job putting together these bulletins and finds the images that I would like best for the sermon, and sometimes I give her a very difficult task. But she found this one here with the infant child, and also there's that lantern, that lamp, that light directly above him, casting that light over his face. How wonderful to see both Christ child and the light, who he is, the light of God, come down for us. Because as you see this little manger that I pointed out earlier underneath the Christmas tree, it feels beautiful but a little incomplete. Many of us might have manger scenes at home. We see them often throughout the streets, even if you happen to drive by someone who has a particularly great one out there, sometimes a very well-loved one that could use an extra paint job. But for this one here, as beautiful as it is and a wonderful decoration for our congregation, for our church here, I felt we could add this to it this year, to see that the Christ child is there, that he is the very light of God come down from heaven for us. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Jesus Christ has come. He has come for you to be your Savior, to be God's light and God's love for you, today and every day. Merry Christmas. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. And go in peace and serve the Lord. And Merry Christmas.